Services themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get all of his kids for years now. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I love you. Because I think you're cute. Because I want you back. I stated on Friday that I had a lot of phone calls. Talk with people in Georgia. In other places, you know, all the way as far south as Argentina. The gentleman from Argentina is supposed to be here in about a week from tomorrow, I believe. Back here at my home. So, I mean, people come from a long ways to see me. But anyway, that's another issue. But to my joy, this morning, you know, I said Friday that I didn't get a phone call from North Carolina. But that to my joy this morning, I did get one from North Carolina. Eric Lee gave me a call. And it was a delight to have an interaction with her. I do remain very, very fond of her. I am grateful that she's willing to call me. I wish my wife would do the same. She used to do that. I thought wholeheartedly. It's also been interesting. I have two friends, one local and one in Utah, who are Mormons, and we are discussing the veracity of the Mormon perspective versus the Orthodox Christian perspective. And it seems fascinating to me. I've had a lot of people who are what we might call Orthodox and run. They're not willing to stand their ground. But I have a couple Mormons who are. And that's fascinating. But Corey, my friend in Utah, apparently had a little health issue, so delayed our dialogue. It concerned me for a while that there was no communications, and then it restored over the last few days, week, and you know, I made a comment about my attitude towards him, and his response, the level of appreciation, was fantastic. And you know, I was thinking, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that truth means more than a cordial relationship, this kind of thing would draw you. It would draw you to Mormonism or Hinduism or Buddhism or Islam or atheism. When you have that kind of somebody showing you a respectful, cordial, loving dialogue, it's very attractive. PCA doesn't do that. Why is that? Jim Cross doesn't do that. Why is that?
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
My wife, who committed her life to me, doesn't do that. And it hurts. But the vital thing that I constantly have to bring up is there's grace. And people who've offended each other. My relationship with Corey started off rocky. And now it's become really strong. My relationship with Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman could heal. And actually become strong. The relationship I have with my wife must heal. Otherwise, otherwise, obedience to Christ means nothing, doesn't it? You know, I have, on more than one occasion, quoted Joshua when he stated, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." But I quoted, "As for me, I will serve the Lord." I would like to quote it again fully. Dorothy Jane, would you join me in that? I love you. I miss you. And I want you back.